nice vibes from Chuck Foster here on the Reggae Shack tonight. KTHX 100.1 FM Reno and Lake Tahoe, MyRadioX.com. DJ Tracy Moore with you, and right now it is a sincere pleasure to welcome KPFK Los Angeles Reggae Central DJ, reggae musician, reggae author, reggae columnist back in the reggae beat days, and currently for the Reggae Festival Guide, a true reggae lion who has done so much to spread the vibes of reggae music and culture nationwide, and especially here in the West, for decades now. And out with a new album lately called It's Time, stepping into the Reggae Shack right now, the wonderful reggae man named Chuck Foster. Greetings, Chuck. How's it going tonight?
Greetings. Great to be with you, Tracy.
Yeah, man. So nice. Thank you so much for stepping into the Reggae Shack this evening. I've admired you, read your words, and listened to your music from afar for decades now. And it's a complete pleasure to finally say hello and welcome you to the Reggae Shack. So thanks again, man.
Yeah, man. Great. Great. You're doing great works out there.
Thank you, man. Hey, and big up on the use of the theremin on Invisible Man. I had to lead off the set with that one just for that reason. I just really enjoy all the vibes on this album, and especially all the clever lyrics as well. It's just really been a pleasure to listen to. So, you know, how are all the vibes feeling for you musically with this album right now?
Having a great time with this, you know. I get airplay on mainly college stations around the country, and enjoying having some music out there. I've got a great little group of people, Mike Irwin, who plays the bass and sings with me, and Rex Bailey, who's played the theremin on the track you're talking about there, and some guitar leads. Tony Bird out of Jamaica played at Studio One, Channel One, playing all the keyboards on this one. And we have Alberto Fernandez playing rhythm and leads on this album this time around. The Mighty Horseman on drums. So, a nice group of people to work with, and fun to record with them. I love the recording process, and it's just enjoyable to get together in the studio and make some music with people.
Yeah, man. And it sounds like, you know, something that's definitely coming from your heart. And you're writing all the lyrics too, is that correct?
I write all the songs, yeah. Yeah, I wrote all these songs, and then, roll them out, and my bass player comes with original bass lines. Mike is a great, great reggae player. He played for 25 years with a group called Rough Sounds, and he's the engineer, and so a lot of the work is just Mike and I. I'm presenting the songs with him. We work them out together and then bring in everybody to play on them, so... Yeah, I've always written original music, written songs, put out my first single back in 1978 with a band I was in called Mr. Lizard, and, love playing music, and always have written, now just kind of have the opportunity to really do some recording. Things have changed so much in the way that you record music from the time I started. Yeah. I had the chance to either record in or sit in some of the great old studios out here, Capitol and MGM and Wally Heider Studio, and we're recording on 2-inch tape back then. It was a whole different world from the way you record music now.
Yeah, so I mean, it had to be an adjustment for you. I mean, are you doing the producing, or do you have, you know, people doing the producing for you at this point?
I produced this album. I've actually produced 12 albums over the years. So yeah, it's a collaboration. The great thing is that you I don't have to tell a musician what to play, especially a reggae musician. He listens to the song, he feels the vibe, he comes with what he comes with, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's really a case of letting everybody put in their own creative input to make the thing whole.
And you being flexible enough to be like, oh yeah, this may not be exactly like how I was hearing it in my head and heart when I came up with the idea for it, but this is how it's coming out, and it's iry. And do you have to?
And amazingly, a lot of times it does come out the way you first envisioned it, when you have everybody, you know, working together and putting their own input in, because that's the joy and the vibe of music. Is it keeps changing, it goes in different directions, and And that's what makes it fun.
True. Yeah, it's so organic like that, you know. Well, and you know, like in listening to your album, getting ready to run this half an hour set tonight, I've really been enjoying your lyrics. You know, you have a poignancy, a sincerity, and yet kind of a tongue-in-cheekness about your lyrics, you know. Like, you know, how are you seeing some of these subjects, like this one that we're listening to right now, Every Day is Judgment Day. We're talking about weapons of mass distraction, and you know, it sounds like you get a kind of a chuckle out of it, and yet you're singing about things that are just, you know, very, very serious. And
I think we're living in a really serious time, you know, and I grew up in an era when the music responded to that. That's one of the things I really loved about reggae, that because I grew up in the 60s when music meant something, it was about something, and yeah, you could have fun with it, but at the same time, there's a lot going on these days that, you know, it's enough to make you nervous and make you worry, make you uncomfortable. But one of the great things about reggae music is it's reassuring. You know, reggae can talk about all the things that the blues talks about, but it brings an upbeat vibe to those things. It brings a positive statement to the things. So, yeah, you know, if I didn't have a sense of humor, I'm not sure I could survive through some of the stuff going on these days.
True, that's true. And you share it well within your music, too. And there is kind of a bluesy vibe to your music as well. Is that sort of your musical foundation from going way back?
You know, I started out playing folk music, and blues was definitely a big part of folk music. Folk, blues, rhythm and blues, rock and roll. I played in rock and roll bands before I ever was a reggae DJ, you know. So all of those things kind of go into the mix, and all of those things go into the mix in reggae. Jazz is a big part of reggae, especially coming out of the ska era, you know.
So true.
And so you do have all of these elements that the Jamaican music draws on. But absolutely the great influence for me is Jamaican music, is reggae music. The rhythms, the bass, the drums, that's what's predominant. But for me, I grew up in Southern California. I don't speak patois. I don't sing in patois. So it's going to have an element of a Southern California vibe because that's where I grew up. That's what I'm going to reflect. But for me, the music is reggae.
Yes, deep reggae as well. Yeah, well, you know, what is your deepest motivation to express so much within the world of reggae music and culture, you know, through your life as a DJ, an author, a musician? You know, how did you first link up with all this, and what's kept you compelled and motivated all these decades?
Reggae music, and especially the Rasta vibe, really changed me and really saved my life. You know, I mean, we all have many directions that we can go in, and reggae for me was a real foundation. When I first was exposed to reggae in the 70s, the music itself, the heavy drum and bass, the rhythm was always what I loved in music. And yes, I'm a writer, and I've worked in bookstores, managed bookstores, and started out writing poetry. So certainly the lyrics were also a major thing for me. And when you have so much great musicians and writers coming out of one little place, when you have the likes of a Joe Higgs or a Bob Andy, and they're really, you know, there's poetry mixed in with music. The first time I saw Bob Marley live, it was like everything, politics, poetry, dance, costumes, you know, theater, everything all rolled into one thing. Anything any artist would want to have, huge painted backdrops, you know, with his majesty's face on it. So reggae and Rasta really rooted me, you know, and we're all going to interpret things in our own way, you know, and channel them in our own way. But for me, reggae, that was my music from the time I first heard it, and that's just the nature of the thing, you know?
Yeah, man, I can relate. I discovered reggae in about 1978 myself, and just can't get enough of it and never get tired of it, you know, and expressing it, sharing it with the masses, having a radio show. I kind of feel like you're a kindred spirit in that way, and you know, I've admired the way that you've just keep putting it out there year after year. So, you know, big up for
it's
that.
It's the great thing about reggae. You go anywhere in the world, any town that you go to, you know, know, I can remember going to London and not really knowing anybody and seeing a poster, oh, reggae show, Johnny Clark, the Abyssinians tonight, and going there and walking in and just the vibe, the colors, the incense burning, a guy selling weed over in the corner, you know, all of the elements that made me feel like, oh, I'm home. I could be anywhere in the world. And yeah. Everywhere you go, there's a reggae band that's playing in a little club that's keeping that thing alive. There are DJs like yourself that are keeping the music going and exposing people to new music and reaffirming the greatness of the classics, you know? And yeah. That's the reggae vibe. It's gone international, but it's rooted in that Jamaican vibe, which, you know, is exactly. teaches a lesson that we all need to learn.
So true, man. And I can hear that you're rooted in the roots. What do you think about the new reggae music that's out these days and the direction of reggae music in general here in the modern times?
I'm hearing some great music these days. Yeah. I really like this young lady named Coffee.
Yes.
She's got an EP that came out in Columbia, UK, 5 songs. She's fast rapping.
Yeah.
She's writing great lyrics and jumping through different styles. Of course, you've got, you know, John 9 and Chronix and Protégé. At any given time, there's some great stuff going on and there's stuff going on that's not that great. And my tendency is to focus on what's really good that's happening right now. So, you know, I celebrate that there's good, new, youthful music coming out of Jamaica. At the same time, all over the world, you have bands. I mean, American reggae has really come into its own in the
sure
last
has.
Few years,
yes.
where you have American bands that are really playing roots music.
Yes, very true. What do you think of the Jamaican artist Perfect Gidimani, since I have you on the phone?
I love him. When the first record I bought by him, he was called Mr. Perfect, and that was Handcart Boy.
Yeah.
I love that song from the first time I heard it. And that, when you listen to it, that's really a folk song, you know?
True.
I mean, that's that Jamaican style that is, and you have that in Calypso, too, you know, that element. And then, you know, he's grown and changed, which is the great thing about music, you know, that you can kind of come with one vibe and then, you know, expressing yourself, you change and you see, we've seen so many great artists. I think of Sugar Minot or artists like that, you know, you listen to the early music, Bob Marley, you listen to his very early music, it's one thing, and then he kind of comes into his own and you're really feeling the vibe of that artist.
So true. So true, man. Yeah, you know, you're just reaffirming everything that I'm feeling about reggae music, and you're reigniting my not even close to being diminished enthusiasm for reggae, but just talking to you is making me just like, heck yeah, I love reggae music, man. So yeah,
exactly.
I'm feeling your vibes, you know. Hey, while I'm thinking about it too, you know, you've mentioned that you've produced a lot of other albums and you've employed a lot of different vocalists and given other vocalists a chance to shine on a lot of your releases. So I just want to mention Catch Me Time Records, www.catchmetime.com. Everybody out there, if you want to really see and hear what Chuck Foster is all about, go to that website, catchmetime.com, and check out all the things that Chuck has been doing over the years. Getting back to this album that you just put out called It's Time, I love the variety of vibes on this album. You know, Invisible Man has its own feel. Every Day is Judgment Day. It just makes me want to just put my arm up and jump and shout. You know, Out in California is really good. I most love the sincerity of What Happened to the One Love, which is the track with which we're going to go back to music here in just a little bit. You know, You Can't Sow War and Reap Peace. I mean, just so much good stuff, you know. So, you know, what are your vibes as far as the totality of this album, what it's saying to the people?
You know, at the time that I was writing these songs, there were a lot of things going on in this country that seemed to be, as Max Romeo would say, one step forward and two steps back.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of growth and change in my life with the civil rights movement, with the great cultural advances that have happened, you know, many of which came out of ending the Vietnam War, ending the draft, making some positive changes. We've taken some steps backward from that. We have some people in position of leadership that don't seem to be leading. And it's not my job to call people by name, but there's a certain amount of finger pointing on this record because I'm alive, I'm living in this time, and I'm concerned with what's going on in the world today, with all of us, you know, because we all have conflicts within ourselves as well as all these conflicts that are out there in the world, and we need to resolve them in order to move forward.
Truth, truth. So how would you answer the question, what did happen to the one love?
You know, again, my vibe was a 60s vibe. And at the end of the 60s, I think a lot of people just wanted to step away. You know, my generation ended the Vietnam War. They ended the draft. And then there had been so much conflict during that time that there came a point where people were able to really kind of get along and be regular and be real again. And I think that so many of us were re-inspired by the message that we found in reggae, by that one love message, you know, a message that attempted to unite people instead of dividing them. And so when I say what happened to the one love, I just want to remind people that we're better off when we unite than we are when we allow ourselves to be divided.
So true. So true. So I just got to say, man, thank you so much. You know, do you have any advice for fathers on this night?
You know, I think that being a parent is the greatest responsibility in the world. And the people who really are able to parent are the people who are able to put their children first and make their lives, the lives of their children, the most significant thing in the lives of the parents. And so I will take advice from parents, but not give it.
All right. Fair enough. Man, your words this evening have added so much additional context to the wonderful lyrics that you have in this album. Your album is called It's Time on Catch Me Time Records. Chuck Foster, thanks again for all you do and all you have done for reggae music and just vibes in general for all this time. And, you know, thank you for continuing to move forward as well as an artist. You know, so bless up, man.
Great talking with you, and thanks for all the good work you're doing there.
All right, man. We'll definitely keep in touch. I have some original songs I want to send you, too, and just get your opinion on some
Excellent.
Of the lyrics. So, yeah,
look forward to hearing them.
All right, we'll stay in touch, Chuck, and thank you again for stepping into the Reggae Shack tonight here on 100.1 DX.
Yes,
sir. Yes, I. Chuck Foster on the Reggae Shack. Such a joy to speak to him this evening. Now, here is that one track, another one of my favorite ones. I have so many favorites on his new album called It's Time. This one's called What Happened to the One Love here on the Reggae Shack, 100.1 DX. Chuck Foster, run it in a positive and sincere style each and every time. Big up!
What happened to the one love we've been talking about so long?